Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, January 6th, I hope you're well. Coming up.
While it might be fine where you are, if you're travelling a distance, you know, you will come across different types of weather.
Travel chaos expected due to cold snap, and Colin Farrell wins big at the Golden Globes. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, around 59,000 ESP customers are without power this morning. Homes, farms and businesses in Cork, Kerry, Limerick, Tipperary, Kilkenny, Carlow, Laois and Wicklow are worst affected. Heavy snow hit some parts yesterday, with a status yellow warning for low temperatures and ice still in place for the entire country until Thursday. Met Éireann forecaster Mark Bowe has the weather outlook.
Well, that system that came over us over the weekend, which brought significant amounts of snow, has now pulled away to the east, but it has left behind plenty of snow and sleet and rain on the ground. And that is going to freeze with the very low temperatures that we're getting over the next few days. Now, we do have that low temperature warning, which is going to go out for pretty much most of next week, as we're expecting the very cold air to move down over us now today.
The Road Safety Authority is urging motorists and pedestrians to exercise extreme caution on roads and footpaths this morning. Hazardous weather conditions are continuing to impact people in many areas, with a combination of rain, sleet, snow and ice. Extremely low temperatures are being recorded, with the Road Safety Authority advising people not to travel unless absolutely necessary. Aveen Toomey from the RSA says it's important to relieve the pressure on the roads for emergency services.
Just asking yourself, is the journey absolutely essential? It's really important that we all work together and just relieve the pressure on the emergency services and try to keep the roads as clear as possible for essential travel. So just really just exercise caution, be responsible, and again, no one should put themselves at risk.
Some schools remain closed today. They're in the counties worst affected by the cold weather, including Waterford, Carlow, Kilkenny, Laois and Kildare. It means some children will get an extended Christmas break, with the new school term due to start today. Director of Services at Cork City Council, David Joyce, has this advice for parents this morning.
It is a decision of individual schools on whether or not they open. So we would suggest that parents would contact their local school through the various different apps or social media that the schools have in order to understand whether their specific school is going to open or not. There will not be a blanket decision on all schools across the city. It will be a matter for each individual school to check.
All rail routes except one will operate today, but there could be delays in areas affected by snow. Trains from Limerick through Nenagh to Ballybrophy will not run this morning due to the weather. Éireann Road Éireann's Barry Kenny has this advice for train passengers today.
Well, we're planning to operate right across the network this morning. Customers should allow additional time to reach stations if they're in areas that have been affected by the snow and ice because of road conditions. There is the possibility, obviously, of some delays or disruption to the network, and we will keep customers updated on our website, irishrail.ie, and on X at Irish Rail.
And there will be some disruption to HSE services in a number of counties today due to the severe weather. It's cancelled some services in Cork, Kerry, Tipperary, Laois and parts of the Midwest due to hazardous driving conditions. These include outpatient appointments and day services. However, the HSE says most services will operate as normal, with no disruptions in the west, northwest, northeast and most of Dublin. In other news, Naas in County Kildare is the cleanest town in the country, according to the latest Eyeball Litter Survey. The only city deemed clean is Galway, replacing Waterford following last year's survey by the business group. Dublin hasn't fared well, though, being judged as littered, along with Limerick and Cork's north side. Eyeball's Conor Horgan says County Kildare has done very well.
It's the third time in 4 years that Naas has taken the title of cleanest town. We're seeing remarkable consistency of cleanliness. Unfortunately, we're also seeing consistency at the foot of our table. Dublin North Inner City and Dublin City Centre at the foot of the chart. Dublin's North City Centre is seriously littered. It has deteriorated, and so has Dublin City Centre.
In entertainment news, Colin Farrell has won a Golden Globe. The Dubliner won the award for Best Male Actor in a limited series for his lead role in The Penguin. He paid tribute to the makeup team who created his iconic look in the TV series.
No one to thank on this one, I did it all by myself. Just a raw, pared away performance. too many people to thank. You all know it takes a village, whether it's on the small screen or the big screen. I'm here on the backs of the talent of so many people through the years. Maybe this one more than others because of Mike Marino, who designed the makeup, his extraordinary makeup team.
And in sport, in soccer, Liverpool couldn't take advantage of their Premier League title rivals slipping up as they were held to a 2-2 draw at home to Manchester United. The leaders are 6 points clear at the top following draws for Arsenal and Chelsea over the weekend. Boss Arne Slot said he had mixed emotions at the end.
Over the whole course of the game, we created much more chances than them. But being 1-0 down, then 2-1 up and conceding such a big chance just before the end also feels that maybe a point is something to take. But I think if I look it back tomorrow, I think I would have hoped for more.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.